Park City School District Chief Operations Officer Mike Tanner has officially been on the job since August. He came to Park City amidst overhauls of elementary school entrances and playground fencing.
We can't talk about all the measures, of course. We don't want the bad guys defeating our countermeasures, but we do have secure vestibules, which now kind of lock anybody from the outside from getting into the inside of our schools, along with a background check when folks walk in and present an ID. And we also have cameras in our facilities, along with some other hardening devices throughout the schools that help us quite a bit in keeping the elementary schools safe.
Active shooter drills are done in the schools, but Tanner says they play it down because the chances of being shot in a school are slim, and they're watchful of the emotional impact lockdown drills can have on children.
We're not trying to scare the kids. We're simply trying to prepare them for, in the event that we do have a bad guy get into one of our buildings, how they can best keep themselves safe. Getting attacked in a school by an outside person is about as likely as getting struck by lightning twice in the same day. The outside threat, while it exists, is really not where the majority of the threat lies in most school incidents.
Tanner says the U.S. Secret Service posted data that shows 80% of the threats occur from inside the school.
And so our dollars and our time, we think, are best spent in behavioral management, bullying prevention type issues, along with we've started internal threat assessment that if we do have something that starts to emerge within the school, we have a methodical way of addressing that problem and getting the child the help that they need.
Treasure Mountain Junior High students frequently take classes at the high school. Tanner says the security committee was put in place in September, and the top priority was to address students moving between the schools safely. They've also investigated past practices of students using unsecured entries because there are so many doors at the high school. He says by next year, students will funnel through just three entries where they'll install advanced security measures to detect weapons.
And so we have a number of measures that we're in the process of putting in place now. I'm not at liberty to discuss those, but to help secure that pathway between the two locations. And there's also some things that we're looking at, a beta test for some advanced scanning for potential weapons being brought into the school in the future. So that beta test will be going on, we think, March or April.
Tanner says there are sophisticated countermeasures they're considering that would use scanning technologies at entrances and artificial intelligence to monitor behavior. He says the district believes it's most efficient and cost-effective to look at behavioral management, bullying prevention type issues. They've also implemented an internal threat assessment plan to identify problems early and get children the help they need before it escalates to violence. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.